Thanks to our sponsors, OmniSend and Woo. If you're thinking about switching email platforms but dreading the migration, OmniSend makes it easy. They'll move your automations, templates, and contacts for you so you're ready from day one. Plus, you get support whenever you need it. Visit them at omnisend.com/openchannels. If you build stores for clients, WooCommerce gives you the flexibility to create exactly what merchants need, customize workflows, extend with thousands of integrations, and scale without switching platforms. You stay in control as every store grows and evolves. Check them out at WooCommerce.com.
Hi, I'm Javier Casares. I'm from Spain. I work in my own company as sysadmin, CEO, whatever, because it's my own company. And last year we were thinking about doing some AI WordPress related things, and now we are here trying to explain that. So, Mark.
I'm Mark Heine. I'm from the Netherlands. I work for a company called Jamf, and also have my own company called Code Kitchen. So what Javier explained, so last year we did a hackathon together. He was a co-lead, I was in his team. And yeah, in the evening sessions, you start about thinking about other ideas, and plugin review came to mind, and we had a pretty open discussion with some beers. And we discussed like what possibilities AI, but also randomly like, okay, what are developers expecting from a plugin review, or end users from, okay, I need to select a plugin. How can I do it the best it works for them? Because the plugin pages on WordPress.org gives a lot of information, but yeah, the search is still pretty limited in how they can do their work.
Yeah, also, we don't know really. You can read the readme.txt, the information in the WordPress pages, but we don't really know what a plugin does. So it was like, maybe we can play with the AI to send everything there and ask questions like who is the best developer, who is the worst developer, these kind of things. It was a joke. But that conversation was the seed for the project this year. It's called WP Plugin Insights. And as the name is very obvious, but then as the name says, we try to check different things from the plugin code, basically. So we are focusing now on compatibility, security, translations, and we have a lot of ideas. Like, I don't know, if the plugin is WordPress multi-site compatible in some way, or I don't know if those calls to outside the WordPress sending information, I don't know. So we our idea is to try to understand what the plugin does and show information easily to the user so they can decide to use the plugin or not.
Yeah, so it's a lot of validating what the developer claims. So, for example, is the PHP version minimum correct, WordPress correct, maybe translation, show how good his community does, because you can't say that to the developer, right? Like, it's all about the community around it, if they translate his plugin or not. And then it's basically trying to create as much additional information about that plugin is what we can do. So for translations, yeah, reading GlobPress, translatable WordPress.org. Then also check the plugin, see if all the translatable strings are there. Maybe if the translatable strings are not in English. So try to give a little bit more insights than they would get from WordPress.org itself, because that's developer content. Like, they can say it's the best plugin, it's the number one, it's the best form builder. We don't make any request outside, but you don't know. And sometimes that little bit of insight is nice to have. Like, if you have a payment gateway, sure, it needs to make online requests. But if it's a form builder, why would it? Maybe it's for maybe how to update, but if it's on WordPress.org, there's all that logic already in place. So it's trying to find useful insights around that plugin, and also maybe want to build a better plugin repository where they can actually search on specific things. Like maybe I only want to see plugins in the language Dutch or in Spanish, and then get only those results back. Because if you now go to nl.wordpress.org, for example, it's basically the same view, except it's translated. Though it already knows the context, like, okay, I only want to maybe see those plugins, or I believe it shows you a warning, but then you're already one step further in. So it's going back and forth then.
Mm-hmm. So we are doing things because the hackathon didn't end it yet. So we are vibing. This is a cool...
We're halfway there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I think I was not very... But I had some questions in my mind this morning about if we could do everything we wanted. But I think we are on the right path. Also, we have our team. We are 7, I think. So it's not a big team, but it's not so small, because so years ago we were 2, and I've seen teams for 15, I think. So we are in the middle. So it's the right size. And also we've been working in some ways with other teams, talking with ideas. Some people came here, we can use your project for some things. So, well, it's been a different way to see the hackathon. So it's fun.
Yeah, and one of those projects was then a FAIR project. They're now going to do work around Type 3, but they also have already created a lot of bash scripts. Mm-hmm. So that's for us a lot of valuable insights, see what they're doing, maybe get some ideas. And then another team that basically builds an AI to build WordPress plugins, they're like, okay, can we use your service to get valuable feedback if the AI's job is doing correctly? So if you're a decent enough developer, maybe you don't need it. But if you're like a beginner or just a user, and I want to build a plugin with the AI, that there's still a system around it that validates if the AI does it, because the user might not be able to themselves, or it's more tricky depending on which plugin they try to build then.
We would like to thank Omnisend.com and WooCommerce.com for supporting Open Channels FM. Till the next time, take care.